listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine the biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today joining me is our content editor, Dr. Christina Zimmerman. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. And today we are continuing our study, No Doubt, Six Things You Can Know For Sure. We're on session 5, and this is probably one of the most important lessons. All of them are good, but this one is really good to me. And in my life, it's titled Sure of God's Love. You know, I love you is often used to describe an emotional rush that a person may feel in any particular moment. But that love is often nothing more than words or feeling. God's love is different. He put love on display in Jesus when Jesus died for us, and we can experience that love as we trust him. Our lesson is still in 1 John, and we're in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 13, and verses 19 through 20.
All right, so our point today is God's love is seen when we love others as he has loved us. Wow. So our first section says, we know God is love. Let me read chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Dear friends, let us love one another because love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Love consists in this, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is great. This is a great lesson here. And it says, we know God is love. And so we get to see this all over the Bible in many, many ways. The great commandment, love the Lord your God and love others. The great verse about salvation, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In the book of Romans, we love God because he first loved us. And so this is all over the biblical text, but John helps to drive it home here in this particular passage for us right now. He says we ought to love one another because love is from God. And it says the one who does not, verse 8, the one who does not love does not know God, right? Because, you know, knowing God is about us being like him and living the way he would want us to live, responding the way he would want us to respond, caring about what he cares about, hating what God hates and loving what God loves. And so this verse reminds us that since God is love, right, then we ought to be loving like he is loving. And this is the one thing we know about God, that we know that God is love. Verse number 9, God's love was revealed among us in this way. He sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. What is it in the book of Romans? It says, greater love had no man than this, that he would lay down his life for a friend. And so God demonstrates his love for us, huh? And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There's no greater love than this. What are you thinking, Christina?
You know, Mark, you just gave us a lot of scriptures on love, and that just shows how important it is to God, because it's in so many places in the Bible. But think about this. It must have been really important to John, and I'm sure because he was obeying God, because this is the third time that he has mentioned it in this little book in 1 John. And so love is a very, very important concept. But you know, I'm sure that a lot of believers and people are confused because our culture on display last year around the Black Lives Matter situation with George Floyd, love was not shown. But we have to remember that love, the world's standard of loving is not God's. Now, God is a God of love. God is, what we should remember is God is love and not love is God. And that's the way the world thinks about it. People have made God out to be tolerant of all the hate and evil and sin and wrong things that we do. But God is love. Real love is like God. It's holy, it's just, it's perfect. So there's no room for imperfections and sin. And we need to just show the love that God has placed in us when we are in the midst of this culture that is broken and where we see displays of hatred all around us.
Right. So you're slipping up into some of the latter points. I'm trying to stay out of some of those in this first point and just be reminded that God is love. But let's go ahead into point number two, since we've put our toes up there, verses 11 through 13. Dear friends, if God loved us in this way, we must love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God remains in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know we remain in him and he in us. He has given us of his spirit. And so there it is. So this second point, one, we know who God is. God is love. He's all about love. And whatever God does is about love. Even when God allows disappointment and trouble to come into our lives, it's because he loves us. And so God is nothing but love. Put that in your bank. But the second thing is, if we're going to be followers of God, we must love one another, is what this second section says. We must love one another. And there it is. And so you talked about Black Lives Matter. You talked about the hatred and those kind of things. So this is important that we love one another. So this is what it says here in verse number 11. Where does it start again? There it is. If God loved us in this way, we must also love one another. So how did God love us? He loved us sacrificially. He loved us so much he would give his life to die on the cross for us. And so if he loved us, underline this phrase, in this way, right? In this way, not just those mushy words and things that Christina mentioned earlier, but in this way. Love is action, right? We must love one another. Man, what kind of world would we live in if we loved other people the way God loves us? It says no one has ever seen God. And so if we love one another, God remains in us and his love is made what? Complete. Complete in us. So the only way to fully actualize, to fully demonstrate the love of God is for us to love others. And so this is a great, great verse and a great challenge. What are you thinking here about this loving one another, Christina?
You know, Mark, one of some of our listeners and some people may be like I was. I just did not know how to love when I first became a Christian. And I had learned, even as a young Christian, that was essential in our relationship with God and our relationship with people. It was even difficult for me to love my daughter, my own children. And I knew that was a deficiency in my life. And the reason that I was not able to love was because I was so sorely abused as a girl growing up. And what that abuse taught me was there were ways to love that was not the way that God wanted us to love. So I had nothing within me that helped me to understand how to love people until God allowed me to feel his love. And he did that through a conference I attended. And I felt like even though there were thousands of people in that room, the Holy Spirit surrounded me. And I felt what real love felt like. And we can get that love that we need, that love that helps us to understand love, by just walking with God and studying the Word and allowing God to work in our hearts. You know, the key to loving others is the love of God that He shares with us and the love of God that He has demonstrated through His Son, Jesus Christ.
So this is not one of our verses, but it's in the intermittent verses here that reminded that fear is what keeps us from loving God, loving others like God really wants us to. But verse number 18, there is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear, right? So there it is. So we don't have to be fearful. We don't have to hold back. We can love others like God loved us without fear, without any other thing holding us back, because perfect love casts out all fear, right? So if I love you, I'm not gonna be afraid. So think about there was a piece on the news just a few weeks ago where a mother, a girl's dog was being attacked by a bear, right? And so what did the girl do? She loved the dog. And so she put herself at risk and knocked over the bear off the wall. And so people look at it today and they say, oh, you should never do something like that. Wow. Why did she attack the bear that was attacking her dog? And why wasn't she afraid of the bear? Why? Because there's no fear in love. When I love you so much, I'm willing to put myself at risk in order to express that love for you. And I think this is an important word in these days that we live in, because a lot of people are trying to play it safe. And a lot of people are trying to, blend in with their crowd, their culture, and their community. And sometimes if you're going to love, you got to put yourself at risk and not be afraid to love like God says love. Perfect love casts out all fear. So then the one who fears is not complete in love. So if you're holding back right now, if you're holding back from loving somebody because you're scared of how others will take it, or scared about the retribution you might receive just for being loved, it says you are not lining up with the love of God. The one who fears is not complete in love. But perfect love, come on now, casts out all fear. So So this is a great lesson for us to grab a hold of in this time. So here's the third point. We must not hate. We must not hate. So let me read verses 19 through 21. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother or sister, he is a liar. For the person who does not love his brother or sister, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And we have this command from him. The one who loves God must also love his brother and sister. So, wow, this ought to be a challenge to some people in these days right now. This ought to be a big challenge. So I can't be full of hate and say that I love God at the same time. Mm-mm. I can't have hate in my heart for somebody else who is a creation of the Almighty and then go around talking about how I love God. It says, if anyone says I love God and hates his brother or sister, what is he? A liar. A liar. This is the third time in this book John has just called people out as liars. He uses his strongest language against those who claim to be lovers of God and yet hate people who are the creation of the Almighty, right? Even if a person is a sinner, I love the sinner and hate the sin. Come on now. Come on. So there's no place for the kind of hate we see against people in this society and day in which we live. The person who does not love his brother or sister whom he has seen, he says there's no way they can love God whom they have not seen. And so this is a powerful, powerful message for us today. There is a movie I can't think of the name of it right now. Not The Hate U Give, that's also a good movie, but came out at the end of last year. Let me think on that. Go ahead, Christina, okay. Go ahead and give us your thoughts while I'm trying to think of the name of this movie.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, Mark, you have really delivered here, and it's a simple, simple command that we see here is that we must not hate. And even though we don't hear people saying, I hate you, you know, we don't hear the words, but we see it. We see it acted out in various parts of our culture. So God is calling on us to walk in love. Our lives ought to be characterized by those acts that you were talking about, kindness. And we need to demonstrate to others that we love them. We need to seek after their highest good. Love is what overcomes the hate that is in our culture. And with, you know, it's paramount. It's one of the most important things that we can do. The real test of God's love in us is how we treat our friends, relatives, co-workers, and even our fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord.
So the movie I was thinking about was the movie The Best of Enemies, The Best of Enemies.
Oh, I hadn't heard of that one.
It is a story about Durham, North Carolina, around 1971, when they had to desegregate the schools. And they put together a committee that was going to decide if and how the schools were going to be desegregated. And so the chairman of the committee was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan, and the vice chairman of the committee was a local woman who was a civil rights activist. And so they started out on this committee hating one another. Why? Because they didn't even know each other. But what they found is that the more they got to know each other, the more they got to sit down and talk and learn about each other, learn each other's lives, learn each other's stories, learn each other's pain points, they found out that they had more in common than they thought. And so they went from being the best of enemies, this is a true story, to being the best of friends. They remained friends. They remained, after that 1971 incident, lifelong friends, right? So sometimes we make people our enemies and we hate people because we don't really even know them. And this passage says, you don't just know them, you don't know God either. And so this is an important passage for us. You can't just, the Christ life is not just lip service, it's life service. You can't just talk about the love of God. We must live the love of God. And the only way that we're going to be able to spread the message of the gospel, the only way we're going to be able to help people to be saved is because we share with them the message of Jesus Christ. And the only way they'll be willing to hear the message is because we first demonstrate the love of God in our lives. This is great. And so you're going to have a great experience with this particular lesson. If you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Christine is going to give us one more powerful teaching tip. Before you go, I just want to remind you to get your copy of the U Bible study materials. The U is our urban multicultural Bible study material. It is available in digital format. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. You won't want to miss it. Studies like this can help break down some of the walls and barriers that we have in our society today. Come on. So Christina, come on and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip today will help us to enhance what we've just learned. Study Jesus's love. Study Jesus's love. You know, John's commentary about love comes from the teachings of Jesus. Jesus was all about love. We know that. Spend time reading Jesus's teaching on love is the tip here. And there are some lessons in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. John 13, verse 34, Luke 6, 35, and then Mark 10, 43. And this will help us to develop a broader understanding of how Christians should love. Consider pulling out at least 5 key lessons from Jesus' teaching about love to use during the class time.
All right, this has been a great one. And so friends, join us again for another U Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.